All right, let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Well, I guess we should, first of all, how did we make out at Saratoga yesterday?
We got scratched again.
Yeah. Hey.
I've had more scratches this year than I could believe in.
Well, what the heck. So we'll,
scratched again.
Yeah. You've had a pretty good year up there so far, though.
Fair, but scratches are leading the board.
I
have more scratches than wins or losses.
Oh, that's amazing.
That stinks.
It does.
And it wasn't off the turf. It just, they scratched the horse.
All right. What's going on there today?
More racing. You want me to give it now?
No, we'll give it at the end because we'll talk about baseball. Baseball.
Or the lack thereof.
Yeah. Yesterday, the Mets lost again, and geez.
I mean, this was a big series for the Mets.
Yeah.
The Cubs are one of the teams they have to catch. They lost Tuesday night, and they got destroyed last night. The final score was 10-7, but the score was 6-0 in the top of the first inning, and it was 10-1 after three. And you hear people saying, oh, the Mets are going to win because they have pitching. Syndergaard got absolutely manhandled last night. Three innings, nine hits, all earned, three home runs. See you later. This game was over before the Mets even came to bat. And last night was pretty much as much of a must-win as you can have for the Mets. Now they've lost five in a row. They need DeGrom to pitch for them today. If you can get a bet on this game for the Mets not scoring more than two runs, you can do it, because no matter who DeGrom pitches against, they don't score any runs. They lose today, they fall five games behind the Cubs, and you can pretty much write it off from there.
Yeah,
the Cubs are the second team. That's why I keep mentioning the Cubs.
Yeah.
The Cubs are the second team. The Mets get beat today. They fall five games behind the Cubs.
And there's only like
then they have the Phillies coming in, who they're two games behind of as of this morning. That could turn to three tonight because the Phillies won big yesterday against Pittsburgh. And they play the Phillies next. So if they get swept today by the Cubs and they lose two out of three to Phillies, turn out the lights.
Well, there's only, about 35, 36 games left in the season.
The Mets have played 132 games, so they have 30 left.
30 left. To make up 5 and 30 is hard.
To make up 5 and 30, like I said, if the Cubs go 15 and 15, the Mets have to go 20 and 10. And that ain't happening.
Yeah. All right. Well, so we're done with that. Houston and the Yankees continued to win yesterday.
Yeah, Yankees won 7-3. Seattle is awful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're just god awful. I watched the Astro game last night. Some interesting stuff. They won 8-6. Their hitting's back. Cole pitched. He struck out 14 guys, I think, in seven innings. But gave up a couple of runs there. But I'll tell you what, the umpires have it in for the Astros. Now, they called a balk on Cole, which was a balk because he dropped the ball while he was on the rubber. That's a balk. But they make strike calls, and they look directly into the dugout and glare at the Astros as they're making strike calls. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. Sooner or later, the umps are going to get what we used to call the low bridge, where the catcher gets nice and low for a nice low strike, and you throw a high fastball, and the catcher just misses it, and it catches the umpire right in the face. It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen, because Houston has a lot of old-school pitchers on it, old-school mentality. And when an umpire was giving you the business back when I played, and you said a few things and whatever happened, and next thing you know, he got low-bridged. Look for it. It's going to happen.
No, and look what happened with the Yankees and the umpires. Same thing. I mean,
Yeah, but the Yankees, it's You got an idiot on the Yankees banging the roof of the dugout with a bat.
But still, they look.
No. That's totally unacceptable.
No, totally unacceptable.
When you do something like that, they're going to come after you.
It's not in the rule book not to do it.
Neither is shooting heroin, but you can't do that in the dugout either.
I'm just saying the umpires are.
You're cutting pickles real close here. Can't do that.
No, umpires seem to be engaging dugouts more than they should instead of just keeping your eye on the game. That's all I'm saying.
But you can't do what Gardner does. And if he wasn't on the Yankees, he could have been on any team. You can't do that. That's wrong. There's no rule against bringing a drum in a dugout and banging it either. I mean, you got to have a little common sense. Do you know why it's not in the rule book? Because they didn't think they'd have to put something so ridiculous in the rule book. Mm-hmm. You can't bang the dugout with a bat.
I think you're wrong. I think you can.
I'm wrong. Okay. Then why don't you bring air horns in the dugout when the guy's pitching and play and squeeze them? Yeah. No rule against that either.
If I was a baseball player, I'd do that.
You would? Sure. Guess what? You wouldn't be playing baseball too long because you'd be spitting your teeth out.
I tell you, I said if I was a baseball player.
Well, I tell you what, I was a baseball player, and if there was a clown in the dugout that did that, he'd be running in the box before I even threw the ball because he'd know it'd be coming right between his eyes.
All right. Well, anyway, so...
Oakland got beat yesterday by Kansas City. That hurts them a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see who settles and gets in. Cleveland's winning without Ramirez, which is a shocker to me. They said he's out, I think, 4 to 7 weeks, they said, with that broken hand. 7 weeks puts you back at the end of October. They need him before that.
Yeah.
When they come up against the Twins, the Yankees, the Astros, they need Ramirez to move on. Without him, they're in trouble.
All right. What do we got for racing now?
Seventh race. 6 furlongs on the dirt. That's a New York bred race made in special weights. The 8 horse, Saratoga Beauty. This horse shipped up August 7th from Monmouth for Pat McBurney. Went off less than 2-1, which was a real head-scratcher for me that day. I didn't touch the horse, even though he was getting bet. He ran 4th out of 9. He got off slow, had a tight trip, got between horses. He's back up today off of Bullet Work. And on 2-year-olds, on maidens on their second start off the bench, he's at 50%. He's 5 for 10 winners, which is a huge number. So... got to play the numbers in this race. Seventh race at Saratoga today. The pick of the day is the 8 horse Saratoga Beauty.
Well, Mike, I hope it doesn't get scratched.
Me neither. This is ridiculous. I specifically went to put money in my account to bet the horse yesterday, and then when I opened up my phone to bet him, guess what? He scratched. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
All right.
The life of a horse player.
Ups and downs.
More downs than ups.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.